Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The state of Iowa today is reporting more than 850 new cases of the coronavirus and 3 new deaths. Iowa has had more than 71,000 cases of the virus and more than 1,200 deaths so far. Woodbury County reports 38 new cases of the coronavirus and a total of 58 deaths with no new deaths and a total of over 4,400 cases since the start of the pandemic. South Dakota today reports 263 new cases and 4 new deaths. Dakota County, Nebraska reports 8 new cases and no new deaths. The state of Nebraska is reporting 456 new cases of the coronavirus and 6 new deaths today. And Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is ending nearly all of his state's social distancing restrictions, even as the number of new coronavirus cases has trended upward over the last few months. The new rules will still limit the size of indoor gatherings, but will drop all other state-imposed mandates in favor of voluntary guidelines, as other conservative states have done. And Iowa communities with higher positive COVID-19 cases have made progress in controlling the virus spread. However, Governor Kim Reynolds said yesterday she plans to continue monitoring the trends before lifting an order that temporarily closed bars and limited restaurant hours in 6 counties. Statewide, positivity rates are moving downward, but Reynolds says she's concerned new COVID-19 cases remain high in 6 counties, including Johnson, Lynn, Blackhawk, Story, Polk, and Dallas counties, especially among Iowans in the 18 to 40-year-old range. The positivity rates for the past 2 weeks in Johnson and Story counties, home to the University of Iowa and Iowa State, both have positivity rates of almost 30%. Blackhawk County, home to the University of Northern Iowa, has a positivity rate of nearly 16%. The location of today's 9/11 remembrance in Siouxland has been changed. The ceremony will now be held at the Dakota City Fire Hall at 7 p.m. The service is held to honor and remember the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States. Because of COVID-19, social distancing will be practiced. Everyone is encouraged to wear a mask. Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller is holding a press conference today at 12:30 at the Sioux City Police Department, providing details on a homicide the department is investigating. The department responded to a report of a stabbing at a residence on Nebraska Street where they found 2 adult victims suffering from stab wounds. Both were taken to Mercy One. One victim has died. We'll have more on that coming up today on Siouxland Public Media News. And now, let's take a look at the forecast.